Welcome back to Alien RPG Chariot of the Gods. We're going to get straight into it, but when we last left, the Montero crew aboard the Kronos has received a message from Mother that the Montero is about to detonate and explode in less than 10 minutes. Captain Davis is on the bridge, and they need to repair one of the piloting stations in order to get it up and running so that they can start driving the Kronos. And poor Leia Davis is being harangued by the slightly malfunctioning Ava 6. John J. Wilson is up on A deck, armed with an axe, and is going to try and manually dislodge the umbilical that's connecting the two ships. Carl was going to, he was attempting to crawl out of the air ducts that he's in to go and check on the original Kronos crew that are in the process of waking up from cryosleep when there was an explosion in the air scrubbers. Then the heart of that explosion was Lyran Cham, who had cobbled together a flamethrower using their suit as an oxygen source, and it exploded. And so now Lyran is laying wounded, possibly dying, at the bottom of the air shaft, lying on a giant ice cube as the air shaft is beginning to warm up and all that ice is going to melt. If they don't get to Lyran soon, could Lyran possibly sink to the bottom? Who knows? All right, so let's return and bring the camera into the ship, and let's rejoin Leia. Leia, how's that heavy machinery roll going? And can you repair your piloting station?
Right. Yes, I think I am going to roll my dice. Was it a minus two check?
No, I think this will just be, yeah, it's just regular, but it's going to be a difficult test for you anyways, I'm sure.
Okie dokie. So that's three base dice and five stress. Nothing.
Oh my God.
Big fat nothing.
But
oh, I can push.
You are able to push this roll if you so desire.
Yeah.
Remember to push, you'll add another stress and re-roll.
I mean, I think this is worth it.
You'll take yourself up to
six stress.
I think it's worth it too. Your neighboring ship is about to explode. You need to be able to get the heck out of here.
I mean, it's a pretty stressful situation. I think it makes sense that they would get in all the stress, you know. Okay, so let's try this again.
Agreed.
Yay.
Okay, I got two successes and a panic.
It is successful, but let's see what that panic does. So 1d6 plus your current stress level.
A 5 plus 6.
Ooh. There we go. All right, so your net is 11. All right, so the stat for that is seat cover. You must use your next action to move away from day. So you're not in combat, so you don't you're out allowed to make a retreat roll. So this is really makes sense if you're in combat. Your stress level, though, is now decreased by one, but the stress of all friendly PCs within short range, of which you are alone, they would have gone up by one, but that does not happen. So you can reduce your stress by one, and you are filled with an overwhelming desire to GTFO.
Okay, fuck, fixed. It is fixed. Okay. Oh, God. Gotta go. Hold on, Ava. And they jump into the pilot seat and are going to attempt to just fucking go.
You're going to start warming up and bringing all the thrusters online. So while the engines are starting to heat up, let's move the camera quickly before we get to John John. Let's go down to Carl.
Oh, shit. Fucking shit. Cham, are you all right? Cham! Cham! And he's like just running or sort of crawling at speed, throwing himself down this air duct to try and get back to the central air vent.
Yep. So you make it to the edge so you can poke your head out, and there is a ladder right there next to you.
Yeah, he'll throw himself onto the ladder and start descending down towards this. It's like pool of coolant liquid at the bottom, which I guess has got deeper now that all the ice has melted.
Yeah, you can actually see now that more of the ice is melting, and Lyran's legs are beginning to sink into the water. Lyran, give me another stamina test, if you would, please.
Okay, I can't remember what my stamina is. Let me have a quick look at the sheet.
It's part of strength, yeah.
So strength is 5, stamina is 2, my stress is 6. So 5, 6, 7 plus 6. It's because I'm very ridiculously stressed right now.
Can't see why. Oh no!
What? That was amazing.
Okay. So, just for everybody, I rolled a ridiculous number of dice, and I got a panic.
One panic and zero successes.
No success.
And Lyran, one of the reason why you're starting to panic is your arms and legs have sunk in and have frozen to the ice block. So you're having a hard time moving.
Oh, okay? God, Lord.
And just as you look up, you can see Carl is descending. And so now, Carl, you're at the bottom of the ladder and there's just water below you. You're as far down as the ladder. I mean, the ladder does keep going down into the water, but, you know, I doubt that you want to do that. So you're just above the water. There's an ice block there. Lyran is on her back, frozen to this ice block, and you can see that their suit is fully damaged and destroyed. The helmet's been blown away. Arms and legs have been blown out and everything. Lyran looks pretty damaged. Carl, give me an observation test, if you would, please.
Okay. Observation is 0. That is 0 successes and 1 panic.
roll 1d6.
Everybody's panicking.
Carl, you're kind of starting to get a little bit of a nervous twitch, but you're okay. You're okay. What do you want to do?
Can I reach her?
You might be able to reach out and grab a foot.
So I'll do that first. Like, I'll be hanging on to this this ladder with one hand and then sort of reaching out and trying to fucking get a grab your foot quick. Cham, for God's sake, I hope you're alive. And pull her towards me if I can.
Okay,
do that.
Give me a mobility test.
That is 1 success and 1 panic.
Give me a d6 plus your stress level.
That is a 2 plus a 4, so 6.
Okay. You're nervous, but everything's fine. So you're able to grab a hold of one of Lyran's feet, and you're able to pull her closer to you. And so the ice block is kind of shifting, and so she's now kind of turning sideways to you, so making it easier to grab at her. So now that she's pulled up and is super close to you like this, you can clearly see Lyran Cham, as Lyran Cham is frozen to the ice block and is looking at you. And as her exposed head is coming into view, you can see her face is covered in a white froth that is starting to freeze to her face and hair. And you can see her coughing up a white, thick milk.
All right, Cham, I'm going to get you out of here.
Give me a strength test.
What? 2 successes.
Yeah, you just tear. Lyran is being torn out of this frozen block. The containment suit that she was in is clearly compromised. You can see that she's covered in burns, and the suit just tears away. And so you just basically tear her right out of the remains of that environmental suit, and she grabs onto you. As she does so, she barfs up more white milk all over you.
All right, I'm going to lift her up and try and get her into this air duct that I've just crawled out of on the sea deck.
Okay, give me a mobility test. Lyran, give me an observation test.
Okay. 5 successes.
Holy shit.
And I got 2 successes and 1 panic.
Lyra is very observant right now.
Very observant. All right, Carl, give me a panic.
8 total.
You begin to develop a tremble, and you're probably stressing your muscles out. You're going to have a -2 modification on all agility tests until this passes. Lyran, as Carl pulls you out of the ice block and it's holding onto you, and your limbs are beginning to kind of warm up again and start getting some movement in your extremities, Carl's ascending the ladder, kind of with you held over him, to get to an air duct to crawl and get out of here. And as you look up, there are multiple air ducts that kind of, you know, poke into this area. And as you look up, you see up above you from two different air ducts, these like white bulbous heads kind of poking out and looking down at you a little bit. And then each of them retract slowly and go back into the darkness of the air ducts that they were in.
Hey, Cham, you're going to have to come clean with me. Who the fuck are you and who do you work for?
At this time, Lyran Cham, you can eliminate all stress.
Do I have my strength and my...
Increase your health and agility to their proper levels, and increase your health by the bonus, but you were in
still
an explosion,
injured.
So...
still damaged.
You're still pretty damaged, but
that's
you're...
That's okay.
You're,
I still have more health
better
than
you. Yeah.
Harsh, but fair.
My strength is now 8.
Yeah.
And my agility is also 8. No, my agility is 6.
Chams, who the fuck are you and who do you work for?
Carl, I don't think now is the appropriate time to discuss this. As you can see, above us there are 2 life forms.
Life forms? What? Where? What do you mean?
Or perhaps you cannot see. My recommendation is that we remove ourselves from this... pipe.
Hey, I'm trying, you're fucking heavy.
Unfortunately, the flamethrower did not work as expected.
And the two of you are able to get into an air duct, and Lyran, you have enough mobility now that you can crawl out.
Cool. I'm guessing I'm starting to get my joints back into place and like popping things back in, just like...
So where are we on the map? Are we on C deck? So just C-deck. Outside of the... Yep. Okay.
Yep, C deck, and you're just crawling now out of the air scrubbing shaft and into a hallway.
Wait, what the fuck is going on?
I'm sorry for the deception, Carl, but it was necessary.
Who do you work for? And what are those things?
I do not know what those things are. I was sent here to investigate. I work for BioNational.
BioNational?
My name is 1UCY. You can call me Lucy.
Right, well, I'm Carl. Nice to meet you.
I know who you are, Carl. We're friends.
Right, and what's the plan then? We're going to get these things and take them back to BioNational?
I think... Lyran reaches up and like does some like just moves her voice box back into place. Well, I think for now what we should do is carry on as normal. Like I said, if we get the information that's on this ship to my company, you'll be paid double. I don't think Leia or Wilson need to know about this, do they?
Right, no, I guess not. Right, well, we need to get to the bridge, I guess. Is the scrubber's done?
Now that you have air and you are able to breathe, this is a good thing. Unfortunately, I'm going to look down at my body. I'm a wee bit damaged.
Yeah, so Lyran looks to have suffered second-degree burns, and there's the white synthetic fluid all over her chest, her face, in her hair, parts of her body due to the explosion, especially it's primarily her right arm is fully exposed all the way down to the hydraulics and everything on the inside. So there's some major damage, and there's other repairs that can be done internally just to reroute non-critical systems and get it so that Lyran's health could get better and become more functional. It certainly would help if you had access to any spare parts or something like that.
So, Carl, there's an android on board this ship. Something that would be really useful is if you could send them to medical, where I will be. And then I will be a little bit more helpful afterwards.
Right, yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. So what's the plan? How do we get these things off of this ship? You do have a plan, right?
Well, my plan at the moment was not to get exploded and have my arm be revealed, but unfortunately we're here now. My plan is to keep you alive as much as possible. I don't want to see any of you die. It's not really within my protocol. But, yeah, at the moment I think we've got the air fixed. If Leia can get us away from here, if they can fly the ship, I think that's our next step. And then perhaps we need to do a purge.
A purge? What does that mean?
We kill whatever is hunting us. That is a purge.
Right, fuck, okay. Right, I'll get to the bridge then. You're heading to medical. Right, that should be fine. I'll send the android down.
I'm going to grab Carl's arm, and I'm going to squeeze it just very, very slowly and be like, as far as Leia and Wilson are concerned, nothing has changed. Understood?
Right, yeah, of course. I'll see you soon. And then Carl will look sort of panicked, look over his shoulder, and then he'll run sort of north up the ship towards the stairway or the ladders.
And it's at that moment you're able to hear kind of piping through the voice of Mother talking about how the Montero is at 5 minutes until detonation. You have 5 minutes to reach minimum safe distance. Now, rewinding the clock back to when it was only 9 minutes until detonation, we rejoined John J. Wilson as he decided to double time it to the airlock.
Yeah, so from my understanding of the way the umbilical works, is the only way to detach it going to be just brute force hacking it off with an axe, or is there any kind of release mechanism or explosive mechanism that could be used in an emergency?
The automated controls would have existed only on the Montero side, since it's Montero's umbilical, and so you could do a physical hacking to release it, or yeah, I think the science for explosive bolts would be on this umbilical. You would definitely need a heavy machinery test in order to find and properly activate the explosive bolts.
Okay. You see, I still fancy my chances of that better than I do of hacking it off with an axe, even though I am absolutely terrible at this. Really, you have sent the worst possible person to come and do this. But, well, I guess you are new to this whole leadership thing, Leah. So... let's have a little go at setting off these explosive bolts. So, my strength is 2. I have no points in heavy machinery. And 3 points of stress. That's 2 wow. successes.
Okay. All right. So,
see, John, I had faith in you, and yeah. You didn't have faith in yourself.
It's amazing what you can do when you have the proper motivation.
So, yeah, you find the explosive bolts, you're able to trigger them, and you can see that they have an accompanying little red light that goes with them. And so the red light, you know, begins doing like a steady pulse. And then that pulse starts getting faster and faster until it's almost, you know, it's blinking so fast that it looks like it's almost steady. And you're able to make your retreat.
Yes, I am getting away from there as quickly as I can.
So, yeah, you're able to... Well, give me a mobility test, please.
Okay. Sadly, I'm at minus one agility because of all the duct tape at the moment, but I still have five in this. Two successes.
See, you're way better at this than you give yourself credit.
It's amazing what the threat of imminent death can do for a man.
Right? So you throw yourself through the airlock and you transition to the portion of the ship that actually has gravity, and you're able to slam the hatch shut. So that hatch shuts, and so you're able to be completely inside the ship just before the explosive bolts pop. And as soon as they pop, the umbilical, like tissue paper, it begins to shred away and is gone. And suddenly that compartment that you were only in seconds ago, you can almost hear like a drum kind of banging once as a hard vacuum slams into it. So now you know you can no longer open this door here in the room labeled Junction A1, or else
I am entirely unworried about that. I will, however, get onto the comms and say, Davis, now would be a very good time to get out of here.
Yeah, everything's done.
Not that I want to tell you how to do your job.
And at that moment, you can hear Mother say, you have 5 minutes to reach minimum safe distance.
Davis, would I be telling you to floor this if I hadn't just done it?
No, you're wasting time with your fucking wise words and I can't even say it! Obfuscation!
We just sign off the comms. And yeah, floor it.
All right.
I think, yeah, Wilson, as he starts walking back up towards the cryo beds, just mutters to himself, not leadership material at all.
Nice. All right, so I need a piloting test from Leia Davis.
All right, this is Leah's bread and butter, so, you know, famous last words, going to get no successes in 500 panics, but yeah, we'll see. Okay. Eight dice plus five stress. That's one success and one panic.
Roll a d6 and add your current stress level, and let's find out how you panic.
Okay, that's eight. Panic.
Eight? Oh, that's nothing. You just develop a tremble, and you're going to have a -2 on future agility rolls until this panic subsides. All right, so you hit the thrusters, and everyone aboard the Kronos, even though the ship has dampeners for the thrusting and everything, you can still feel your feet shift as the ship is just really starting to kick it off into high gear. And you guys are just rocketing away, and Mother is continuing its countdown until it's finally getting into the final seconds, and it's going 10, 9... 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and then one is just deafened by an explosion that just starts rocketing through space. And the ship is just shaking. I need everyone to give me a mobility test.
That's zero successes.
All right.
No successes, one.
I got two successes and a panic.
Six. Oh, I have no stress. Do I have -2?
You have
or not? No, I don't.
No.
I just have straight six base. Okay. Cool. Two successes.
I'm just wondering whether the no successes and one panic is John suddenly remembering that he's got a very frightened and angry cat stuffed into a space suit.
I was wondering about Kelly.
Yeah! I forgot about that. That is true. I like that.
The claw.
All right, so anyone who had a success, you are going to stay on your feet. Anyone who had a panic, we're not going to worry about panic on this, except for Scott, except for John J. Wilson. That cat is freaking out, and John J., you will lose one health from the scratching that you're enduring all over your body. It's like the cat is just crawling circles around your torso and using your flesh as anchor points.
That's half my health gone in one go.
This is like flashbacks to giving Anarchy a bath.
But poor...
It is, exactly. I feel like I larped this earlier today.
poor Carl, who was unable to stay on his feet, he takes a tumble with the accelerating, or he takes a tumble when the ship is rocketed by the fairly close explosion, and Carl's going to lose one hit point from tumbling and striking their head.
Carl is fine. Carl has full health normally.
And if you are still inside a suit, give me an oxygen roll.
Just Carl or everyone who's inside?
Everyone. If you're still inside of a suit, now do an oxygen roll.
I'm so glad I don't need to breathe anymore.
Right?
That's quite useful.
Fine. No successes.
Okay, mine's dropped down to 4.
Yep, if you get any successes on this, that's reducing your oxygen.
Okay, I had 1 success, so 4 oxygen.
All right. All players will, if you check your private channels, you have just received your Act 2 agendas. Mm.
John, I was going to do that anyway.
Yeah, so so how does it work with the first agenda? Is like, if you succeed, do you get anything? Like,
oh,
how does
yes.
it work?
In fact, everyone has gained a story point. And so with a story point, you can use it to have an automatic success. And you can add that success to any of the other die rolls that you use. But I also like kind of giving some story points, some other abilities too, some it's a little bit stronger point. And so if at any point as a player, you would like to narrate a change in the story, you know, and change something that I've stated or give me guidance on something that you would like to have happen, you can spend your story point for that. And we will make that happen.
Liz would be, John John has a heart attack and dies.
Amazing.
I think I'll spend mine on training Kenny as a vicious attack cat.
All right. So the Kronos is now underway under her own power. And the Montero is no more. Lyran, are you in the medical bay? Are you in med lab?
I am heading towards the medical bay, so I don't know which junction we came out of.
You came out on C deck near cargo bay 2, so you'll need to ascend to B deck to get to the med lab.
Okay.
There's a stairwell not too far from you, labeled stairwell.
Okay. Yeah, I will head up the stairwell.
Okay.
And head towards the medical bay.
All right. And then I believe Carl would have been taking a similar route, because I believe Carl was going to be, instead of going to med bay, going to the bridge.
That's right.
So you guys can part ways. You can go together upstairs to B deck and then part ways as Lyran heads down to med lab, not med bay. med lab, and Carl heads to the bridge. So let's rejoin Carl as he gets on the bridge.
Right, Leah. Oh, thank fuck, he's still alive, right? Cham, she's hurt. Is that an android?
And Ava 6 stands up and says, "Hello, how may I help you?"
What's wrong with Cham? What happened? You totally cut out. What's going on?
Is that an explosion? Is an explosion? Could you, and he'll look to the android, could you head to Mid Bay and see if you could help out?
Sorry, just because I want to cause as much trouble as possible, is there any sticky white residue over Carl?
Yes, because Lyran, in their fit of trying to come back into a sense of working, did barf white milk all over Carl.
Carl, what are you covered in? What's that?
We fell into the bloody what's it called? The bottom of the shaft was filled with frozen light. What's it called? Coolant fluid. I had to drag Jam out of it.
Coolant doesn't look like that, as far as I'm aware. Ava, are there any other androids on this ship?
No, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, because Ava's got a wounded head, doesn't she? So she can see the exposed goo.
Yep, you can see the exposed everything from the back of her skull.
Carl, what aren't you telling me? I'll give you one chance.
And Ava 6 is leaving, since you already told her that somebody needs her help in Med Lab. So Ava 6 is walking out.
I don't think we can trust John. He's up to something. That explosion, it shouldn't have happened. It was, Cham's plasma cutter exploded when we were trying to cut the ice off.
What, you're saying John had something to do with the plasma cutter?
Well, he must have done, mustn't he?
What?
Carl's looking, like, really unconvincing.
So you're telling me that John somehow knew, before we got on this ship, that he had to meddle with the plasma cutter, knowing the Cham was going to turn it into a fucking flamethrower? And on the off chance that she did, that it would explode? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Is this how you're using your one chance? And they kind of...
Thanks to Leah's recap there, Sophie realised I'm a really dumb android.
It seems unlikely, Captain, but why else would have it exploded? I mean, you've seen Cham, you've seen myself, we've used these things on and off for years. This damn thing exploded and knocked Cham down 3 floors into that coolant fluid.
Yeah. The coolant fluid that looks nothing like that weird shit that spurts out of androids. We've established that. So, from what I can ascertain, either Cham is an android or John is an android. But you've not been in touch with John, have you?
You can see for yourself, Cham's badly hurt. She's in the medical bay. In fact, I need to go there now.
Brilliant.
And Carl will sort of back away.
I'll come with you. Let's go now. I could do with a jaunt to the med bay. Need a little pick-me-up.
Right, good idea. And Carl will start walking ahead with his head bowed.
And and I think Leah's kind of just pat him on the back and say,
"Look, I like you, Carl, but you just wasted your one chance."
And they're going to kind of storm off ahead.
During that whole conversation, Carl was holding down the transmit on the radio.
Would Leah be able to notice that? because I have a great argument for this. I have a banked up successful observation check from a previous one that I did really well on.
You may use that.
Yeah, Leah notices that Carl has done that, kind of flicks her eyes towards, yeah, his hand on the transmitter, and they break into a run.
Carl is going to run in a different direction.
Ooh.
Carl's just like, shit!
Run away!
The shit would appear to be going down.
And so while that is happening on the bridge, John Jay up on A deck is wrangling a cat in his suit. What's going on with that? The cat is intensely disturbed, and I'll just say, if you don't get the cat out soon, it may continue to injure you.
Yeah, I'm already losing dangerous amounts of blood, it seems. So at this stage, as much as I want to keep Kenny safe, well, I guess we've sealed off the airlock. We've got the air scrubbers. It sounds like at least partially working again.
And you can tell that the ship itself is warming up. You know, even the air and everything's warming up, because when you arrived on Kronos, there was like ice crystals on every surface, and there was a low fog on the floor. The fog is gone, and all the ice crystals are melting now. So water is dripping from the ceilings, water slipping down the walls as everything is melting, and it'll take a while before it all fully dries, but this ship is in the process of becoming, you know, actively habitable for humans.
Then I guess it is probably a safe environment in which to release a scared and angry cat.
All right. Which would entail decoupling and removing your suit.
Yes. I'm guessing I probably don't have to open too much of it before Kenny shoots out like a bat out of hell. But yeah.
You unlock the waistband and are able to like pull up on the torso portion, and then meow, she just launches out.
Covered in my blood.
Yeah. There's just blood streamers, you know, coming off of the tail and everything.
Why did I ever think that was a good idea? Why? Once I've managed to staunch the bleeding as much as I can just with my clothing, then I am going to make my way back to the cryopods.
Okay.
I'm probably leaving a small trail of blood as I do so.
Yeah, there's some blood drops every now and then here and there on the ground. And you make it back down to the cryopods. And as you do, you peer in through the little porthole window, and all of the, I think there's five of them, those chambers are, the doors are opened. And you can see the people inside are beginning now to sit up, and they're like scratching their heads and beginning to wake up.
And I will absolutely go in to say hello to them.
All right. You open the door, and that, I think, is going to be a good place to pause this episode.
Amazing. Oh, well, thank you everyone at home for listening, and thank you everyone here for playing. It's been an absolute can't wait to see where this goes. If you cannot wait, then please do check out our Patreon, where you'll find the next exciting episode. That's patreon.com/HarryRollPodcast. For about $5, you get early access to all our episodes and loads of other cool shit, and support the show and keep us doing what we're doing. So please do check that out. If you want to contact the podcast, please check us out on Twitter at HWRPodcast or me at JoeTheGM. Podcast Discord is in the show notes, and that's very much the hub of our social media community. We've got about 1,000 people on there, loads of cool chats, a really, really good way of talking to all the members of the show. Please do check us out. Scott, I'm sorry about the poor cat attack. Where can people find more of you?
No, it's okay. It's something that I am more than used to in real life, so it just seems entirely entirely character. But yes, if people want to speak to me, then by all means do so on the How We Roll Discord, where you can find me under the name Murder Grandpa. You can find me on Twitter at S Dorwood. Or if you want to listen to some of the other stuff that I do, then there's the Good Friends of Jackson Elias podcast, where Paul Fricker, Matt Sanderson, and I talk about Call of Cthulhu, horror films, weird fiction, and other cool shit.
I'd highly recommend it. Camille, again, thank you so much for playing. I'm sorry for throwing your character under the bus last minute.
Oh, that's okay.
Where can people find more of your stuff?
Yeah, I think if John is covered with cat scratches right now, Leah's got some tire marks on him for sure. It's like, I feel like Lyran sort of originally ran them over with the bus, and then Carl's got in, it's like, ooh, back it up. And then John just wants to absolutely kill them with the bus. So, you know, it just is what it is sometimes.
You make it sound like Lyran's out to get you.
I mean, not that they, well, I don't know. They've definitely got an inkling now, but yeah, something weird's going on. So we shall see. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, I am on the How We Roll Discord at Camille B. I'm on Twitter at Camille Brouard. Like I always tend to say now, if I have a social media account on something and you look up Camille Brouard, I'm probably going to turn up. So yeah, feel free to get in touch.
And Kat, again, thank you so much for playing. Is there anything you'd like to plug, share, or mention?
Sure. You can find me on the How We Roll Discord. It's at Catherine Jenkins Art, and you can also find me over on Twitch on www.twitch.tv/CatherineJenkinsArt as well. And I'm nice. I'm nice. Just saying.
You're nice, or Lyran's nice?
I'm nice.
Yes, and yeah, I mean, yes, and you do tend to bleed red rather than white, I assume.
No comment.
And last but by no means least, again, thank you so much, John, for taking us through this scenario.
Thank you for having me. You can find me on Discord as John Hook. I try to be active on all the Discords that I've joined, to include How We Roll, to include the Good Friends of Jackson Elias, the Miskatonic University podcast, and of course the Modern Mythos Discord, which is the Discord for my podcast that I do with Seth Swarkowski. We talk about primarily the Call of Cthulhu game and other horror investigative games, and give gaming advice and writing tips and that kind of thing, player advice. I'm on Facebook, and yeah, that's about it.
Amazing. And we'll be back very soon with the next episode. And again, if you cannot wait, please do check out patreon.com/How We Roll Podcast.